This puts a whole new dimension on automobiles.
I own an automotive shop in here. I had a car tested with the emissions before I tried it, and I was, it was putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Scott here, American Freedom Network. Is there really a plan to destroy America's sovereignty? Is there really a plan for world government? Is there really a plan to merge Mexico and the United States and Canada? Certainly, as we look and see President Bush's history of his actions on immigration since he came to office, and of course, this is a continuation of the policies of Bill Clinton and the first administration and the Reagan administration going back to 1986 when President Reagan signed the amnesty bill for illegal aliens, assuring the American people that there were only about 1 million illegal immigrants in this country, we could absorb them readily, and we were going to pass all sorts of new laws to stop this. And at that time, as part of the amnesty legislation, there was a stipulation that it would be a federal crime to knowingly hire anybody who was an illegal immigrant. And then, of course, we were going to strengthen border controls, and we were going to establish guest worker programs and all the things that would have stopped illegal immigration. Only they had no intention of stopping illegal immigration, and it was not 1 million illegals who were granted amnesty and the right to stay here. It was 3 million, and of course the program has certainly gotten worse and worse since that time, and of course right now you were told that there are 11 to 12 million, or probably closer to 20 million or more illegal immigrants in this country, and the very shape of our nation is changing. Los Angeles is no longer an American city. Certainly, the same is true of Chicago and so many other cities throughout our nation. They're no longer American cities. They are foreign cities transplanted into the United States. It's certainly true in Miami. So the average American doesn't understand why it is that President Bush has not reinforced the border. He could have done that time and again. Congress would authorize the money for additional border control guards, but the border control people refused to hire them. Certainly they could have enforced the laws against hiring illegal immigrants. They could have stopped the catch-and-release program. They could have built a wall. They could have done all sorts of things. They could have placed the National Guard troops on the border and stopped the immigrants from coming in. They never have wanted to do that. And the question is, why? President Bush is saying all the right things. Well, they've even had a few raids. They've even recently, actually arrested or fined some employers, usually small employers, not the big ones, who donate a lot of money to the Republican Party. But, you know, they've trying to give the perception they're doing something. Oh, we're going to put 6,000 National Guardsmen on the border, but they're not going to have weapons. They're not going to be involved in apprehending the people coming across the border, but they're not going to stop the catch-and-release program where they actually allow these people, tell them to come back for a deportation hearing, and but, of course, they never come back. Most of them don't, and they've got all sorts of military camps they could put the people into until they could have their deportation hearing. In fact, why even have a hearing? Just deport them right back where they came from, and, of course, have some laws. People keep violating our laws. They go to prison for a good long while. But, you see, they go after Martha Stewart. Oh, the terrible Martha Stewart. She got a tip on a stock, and the full power of the federal government was brought against Martha Stewart, but not against the thousands of employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants in violation of the federal law. So it's selective prosecution. Well, let's get to our special guest this morning is Patrick Wood, And of course, he is with an organization trying to get people to understand that there is an agenda behind everything that's going on. Patrick's been around a long time. He worked with my good friend Anthony Sutton before he died. He's written extensively on the Trilateral Commission, their goals, their objectives, this small group of leaders who, dominate our government, in fact, dominate the world today, moving towards the New World Order, the New World Religion. Patrick, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on, Dr. Stan.
You pick up the story.
Well, probably the biggest story of the day is this, as you were talking, is this North American super state that's being created by the Bush administration right now. This is so huge that most people just don't believe it straight off because it's just too fantastic of a story. Yet the facts are that that President Bush and the presidents of Mexico and the Premier of Canada met in March of 2005 to create a new partnership between these three countries that will change the nature, the basic nature of all three countries forevermore. And this partnership has been ongoing since then. As there's been a little bit more than a year go by now. Massive amounts of work have been done by the three countries on this. Yet in our country, this has completely escaped congressional oversight. There's no legislation authorizing the president to do this. There's no legislation or budget particularly authorizing the government under the executive branch to do work on this. And yet they're working actively to change the nature and structure of our governmental organization in America. It's absolutely an amazing
story. Patrick, when you say that, the average person out there is going to scoff and say, well, that's not very easy to say, but how can you prove that to me? How can you prove that to me? Where can I go and get information that would verify what you've said?
That's right. The government itself has actually published a website, and anybody can go there. It's spp.gov. That's a federal government website. That's SPP stands for Prosperity and Security Partnership, and the kinds of things you read there are absolutely astounding. One small example, for instance, this was a press release issued after the meeting in 2005. It says Mexico, Canada, and the U.S.
Hold on, though. We'll get there as soon as we get back again with Patrick Wood. Ladies and gentlemen, it is true. The traitors are in charge of our government.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning of Patrick Wood of the August Review. That's the August Review, and we'll tell you how to get in touch with Patrick shortly. But certainly Patrick is telling you how you can find out and confirm the fact that what he's saying is true, and certainly one of the sources is the Council on Foreign Relations. They've written a book. It's called Building a North American Community. You can pull it down free of charge from their website, Building a North American Community, and they will tell you that about the meeting that was held on March 23rd, 2005, when Vicente Fox and Paul Martin and George Bush agreed to establish the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which will combine North America. So pick up the story there, Patrick.
Well, one of the statements in the 2006 release of activities of the SPP movement, and I'm reading, I'll just quote this directly from their document, is talking about smart, secure borders. It says, leaders agreed to complete the following activities to contribute to the smart and secure borders over the next 24 months. And, then it goes on to list a number of things that the three regions are going to do to secure the borders around North America. What we're doing, what the government is doing, right, or what the administration is doing, is creating a super perimeter around North America, and in cooperation with Canada and Mexico, agreeing to make a defensible border around these three areas instead of around the United States. And the last time I checked, our government and our Constitution provided for the protection of the sovereign property of the sovereign state of the United States. And this is a complete end run around our Congress and around our Constitution. That's of course just one of the provisions within this SPP website that your listeners will see. But this has sparked interest and outcry around the country, and I think a lot more is going to come. Congressman Representative Tom Tancredo, who most of your listeners will know as being big on the immigration issue right now, he has demanded of the Bush administration full disclosure of all activities of this office, of this SPP group, and freedom of information requests have been filed with the government to find out who, what people are on these working groups that they've created to further this, this partnership. This is not a treaty. It's not an agreement. It's being called a partnership. And apparently the administration figures that partnerships don't have to be, approved by the Congress.
Well, my understanding is that the woman who's in charge of this there at the Department of Commerce is in charge of the NATO, this whole idea of NATO, of NAFTA, this North American Free Trade Organization. And when they passed that, that was the beginning of this whole move towards consolidating the three nations, just exactly as in Europe, they got the countries to go along, telling them it was all about economics, it was about trade. That's all we want. everybody benefits from free trade, and then the next thing you knew, well, we had to have bureaucracy to regulate the trade, and then we had to have a parliament, and then we had to have a common money in Great Britain, and then we had to really supersede the duly elected governments, parliament in England, and the regional governments, because everything would be determined by the bureaucracy in Strasbourg and in Brussels. And what people don't understand is that the plan for the North American continent, that they can't tell the American people, because most of you folks out there in the audience are simply archaic. You believe in sovereignty, you believe in the Constitution and freedom, and you don't understand that the elite, they're so much smarter than we are. They know what's best for us. And so first it was trade, it was NAFTA, and of course then CAFTA, and now they're beginning to consolidate, but they can't tell the people the truth. They have to lie, as they lied in Great Britain, and they lied in Europe to the people, so they're lying to the Americans. But then, after all, isn't truth just relative? And isn't the common good, the plan of the elite who are working towards world government, shouldn't we just follow their lead? After all, aren't they concerned about us as common folks? Don't they want a better life for us? So certainly they're not telling the American people. In fact, they're doing everything they can to block them from getting the truth, aren't they, Patrick?
Well, yes, they are. And things like this, this spp.gov website and the effort behind it, it wasn't exactly a secret thing that happened. In other words, they didn't just have a complete blackout on press, but it was so quietly introduced in the language that was so innocuous initially that nobody really raised a flag on day one. But as a year now has gone by and the information has developed and the story has developed and so on, it's become very clear that that they're making a complete end run around our Congress.
And really around our national sovereignty. I mean, that's what Richard Gardner wrote in Foreign Affairs magazine back in April of 1974. We've got to do an end run around sovereignty. And that's what it is, because they know they're violating the law. They know that their actions are traitorous, are treasonous. They want to change our form of government. Gee, according to the Patriot Act, that makes them all terrorists. But that's all right, because certainly, I mean, there's an organized effort now to demonize anybody who's saying what you and I are saying. I'm reading some of the websites and things that the other side are putting out. You know, supposedly conservative patriots are saying, oh, there's nothing to worry about. I mean, this is just all hysterical talk. Nobody wants to do away with our sovereignty. Why, we wouldn't want to do away with that. You can depend on us. And yet, this is really transpiring. And the website is spp.gov. www.spp.gov. Go there and... So they don't tell you too much, but what they do tell you is indeed frightening, that everything is in place, it's being explored, but they won't even tell anybody who's on all these various committees. Well, they have these various think tanks or committees that are researching all the things that are necessary to take away our sovereignty. Patrick? Oh, Patrick, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry, Dr. Stan, I lost just for a second.
Okay. I was just saying that they won't even tell us who are on the various task forces, will they?
Well, no, they won't, and that's hopefully what the Freedom of Information requests are going to flush out. The director of the SPP office, a lady by the name of Jerry Word, told WorldNet Daily in a direct quote in an interview they had with her that about, you know, why hasn't there been more publicity and a release of these people's names? And her response was, a direct quote, is absolutely amazing response. She said, quote, "We did not want to get the contact people of the working groups distracted by calls from the public." Close quote. An amazing answer. They didn't want to be distracted by calls from the public. It's like they have completely forgotten whom they serve. They're serving the administration. They're not serving the people in any way, shape, or form, obviously.
But isn't that really the elitist attitude?
It's,
I mean,
totally,
you know, we are here to govern you, and you are here to obey us.
That's right. Exactly. So we will get to the bottom of this, I'm sure. It not that we're going to change anything necessarily, but the facts will come out. And so far, it looks like the globalists who are pushing us into this union have accumulated enough power to themselves to pull it off. That's what it looks like to me.
Well, I think there's, but of course, since they control the media, and they largely control what the American people think, and there's only a small number of people who listen to alternative radio and are getting the truth, it really sounds so absurd to think that George Bush has no loyalty to America. He wants to destroy our sovereignty. He wants to merge us with Mexico. He's fighting a war in Iraq as a great distraction so that we can't see what's happening here at home, and while our boys are fighting and dying in the Middle East. Why, they are giving away piecemeal, piece by piece by piece, the sovereignty of America, and with that, our constitutional guarantees of freedom under God.
Exactly.
Well, you know, what are some of the other things that they're doing? What about this North American highway that's under construction?
Well,
or
it would be...
that is being planned and will soon be under construction.
I think it's really necessary to point out, Dr. Stan, that the SPP movement, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, is an extension of NAFTA. It would not have been an issue had not NAFTA already been on the books. That's the North American Free Trade Agreement. And NAFTA is an agreement, not a treaty. It's an agreement between Canada, United States, and Mexico to increase the level of free trade within our three countries. And NAFTA has long been decried as, the first step, if you will, towards regionalization in our three areas. And the SPP,
Security and Prosperity.
The Security and Prosperity
difficulty with the
partnership. Is a natural extension of NAFTA. The three countries have to be brought together governmentally as well as just economically. And this is the first step on that merge.
Sure, but they can't admit that anymore. They would tell the people of Europe what they really intended before they did it.
Well, they never did in Europe. They just fabricated stories from day one to get the Europeans to go along. And then they cooked them incrementally over a period of time until there was nothing, there was no recourse. They couldn't go back.
And, Chris, would politicians lie to the people of Europe?
Well,
our politicians in the United States lie to the American people? And, of course, they're lying to the American people. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want us to know.
That's exactly right. The so-called North American super corridor is an amazing phenomenon that's under development right now. Concrete and asphalt are being laid for this super corridor right now. Essentially, it's going to connect shipping ports in Mexico with Kansas City. And there's going to be trucks and trains and other forms of transportation, ultimately pipelines, that will connect these ports directly to inland ports, as they're being called, in the United States, Kansas City being the biggest at this point. And cargo will be shipped on trains and trucks, et cetera, via expressways that will bypass the border, the southern border and the northern border of the United States, and go directly to Kansas City, where things will be inspected and re-disseminated re-disseminated throughout the United States and perhaps Canada. And goods from Canada, for instance, will be able to ship directly through the United States without even stopping down to the ports in Mexico, an expressway, if you will.
And, of course, this is one way of doing away with the longshoremen, doing away with American Teamsters, doing away with a lot of American truckers. I mean, this is, of course, part of this idea of redistributing the wealth. I mean, why shouldn't we help the people of Mexico to raise their living standards, but to do that, we're going to have to lower American living standards. And that's what it's really all about. Ford is closing its factories here in the United States and moving to Mexico. They know what's going to happen. They just don't want the American people to know that this is all slammed up, planned long ago.
Yes. My guess is if the American labor movement understood what was going on, that would be one group that should be up in arms, because since shipping is going to be processed in Mexico, they're not going to use stevedores. Go ahead.
Go right ahead. We'll be back in just a moment with Patrick Wood of the August Review, and we'll be right back here on the American Freedom Network.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooters, your supplier of both new and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns in inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers. Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Patrick Wood, and he's from the August Review. And Patrick, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get in touch with your organization, and get the material that you have?
Well, certainly. Our website, Dr. Stan, is www.augustreview.com. It's August, like the month, R-E-V-I-E-W.com. And people are welcome to come. Information is free. Donations are accepted. But we want everybody to have this information that the research and so on that we're putting out.
And don't you have... posted up there some of your books on the Trilateral Commission?
Exactly. Our original, Professor Sutton's and my original books on the Trilateral Commission, which were titled Trilaterals Over Washington, are on the website, still available for ebook download. We don't have a hard copy right now, but we are making them available to people just to get perspective, if nothing else, on what's going on today.
And I think it's so important for people to understand there is a ruling elite. And, of course, it's headed by David Rockefeller. He controls the Council on Foreign Relations. He controls the Bilderbergers. He is part of this group that are, by his own admission, a secret cabal that is conspiring with people throughout the world to create a new economic order. You'll find that on page 405 of David Rockefeller's book. The Trilateral Commission controls the government. I mean, do you really think that George Bush runs the government? No, it's run by Dick Cheney. Where did he come from? He was assigned to run the government by the Trilateral Commission. He came from the Trilateral Commission. I mean, who runs our monetary system? Why, they do. I mean, they provided us with Paul Volcker and then Alan Greenspan. Alan Greenspan controlled the Federal Reserve Board for 18 years. And, of course, their intent is to destroy our economy. They've done a great job of it. They know what they're doing. They are an elite who believe that they have the right to rule because they're so much more superior to us common folks. And as David Rockefeller told a friend of mine, congressman, you know, some men are born to rule. Most men are born to be ruled. We're moving towards a feudalistic society. If you value your freedom, you're going to check out what we're saying. Get David Rockefeller's memoirs and read what he really says and what he really thinks. He's really very, very candid. And get Patrick's material on the Trilateral Commission. They permeate every aspect of our society, don't they, Patrick?
Yes, they do, Dr. Stan. Their influence is just all over this move towards globalization and towards regional government in North America. The question is, can we do anything to stop it at this point? Only time will tell. We've been trying, and people like you and I have been trying for many years to...
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
I know, to get something cooking, a resistance against this movement. But so far, the American people have not seen fit to rise up and throw off this yoke.
Well, as long as things are good, why rock the boat? I mean, don't we have it better than most other people? Well, that is, if you still have a job, you have it pretty good. More and more people are losing their jobs, but, and of course, if you still have your pension, but an awful lot of people are going to lose their pensions because those pensions are going to just sort of disappear like yesterday's sunset.
That's right. A lot of people have already lost a lot of their pension position and their 401ks and so on. And I just have to say they haven't seen anything yet.
No, I think we're
just wait.
In fact, that's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to be back in Colorado on 4th of July. I'm going to be talking about what's really happening economically and where we're headed. And I do hope all of our listeners will be there at the picnic there in Johnstown on the 4th of July to hear I talk, and we'll be glad to answer questions and try to get people to understand what's going on. But, you know, I feel, Patrick, that what you and I are doing, we're planting the seeds that hopefully one day will generate, and there'll be enough Americans out there who really care about freedom who become involved. And what we have to do, first of all, is to educate the majority of the American people. Nothing is going to change until the majority of the people understand that freedom, once lost,
that's right. There will be no resistance based on a lie. It has to be based on facts.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do is just simply to put the facts out on the table and let people examine them. You know, Dr. Stan, there's another major red flag that came up to me the other day. We didn't get a chance to talk about it the other day, but this has nothing to do with NAFTA or with the Super Corridor or with the SPP. But there was a single article in the Telegraph UK online newspaper, a single article that talked about the embassy that's being built in Iraq right now.
Oh, in Baghdad, yes.
In Baghdad. And it was interesting that there has, as far as I can tell, there's been no play in the U.S. press on this yet. And most of the writers that might watch this kind of stuff haven't paid much attention either. But what's really interesting is that the largest embassy in the world is being built in Baghdad right now.
Sure. And anybody who thinks we're ever going to pull our troops out of there really has got to be
incredibly foolish. Obviously, there's another agenda.
What are they going to spend, a billion or $2 billion on that embassy?
Well, it's in the billions so far, and since there's no published budget on it, nobody has any idea how much it's going to cost. But you have to consider they're working 24/7 around the clock. There's 3,500 construction workers on it working. The walls around the compound are 15 feet thick. There's 104 acres involved in this compound, and there's 21 buildings that are being constructed, you know, all with the latest everything. And this is 10 times the size of the next largest embassy in the world.
Well, Chris,
10 times.
Basically, what we're doing is establishing a permanent enclave in the Middle East, and that's why we went in there. We went in there not because of weapons of mass destruction, not because of 9-1-1, not because Saddam Hussein was an evil man, because if you read Robert Baer's wonderful book, entitled See No Evil, which we carry, you'll find that the Iraqi military time and again tried to get overthrow Saddam, and each time we betrayed the military, and they were arrested and tortured to death. Their family was tortured to death, and that was our foreign policy all during the 1990s. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book See No Evil by Robert Baer. In fact, we just saw this movie was a Syriana with George Clooney last night, who played the part of Robert Baer in the movie. It was a fictional movie, but Robert Baer was a consultant, and it was based upon the information that came from the book which we carry, See No Evil. Everybody should read it. It tells you exactly why 9-1-1 occurred, and quoting a high CIA official. And remember, Robert Baer was from the CIA. The book was cleared by the CIA, and the high official said, when the desk finally clears after 9-1-1, the American people will realize that 9-1-1 wasn't a failure of intelligence, it was a triumph. 9-1-1 was not a failure of intelligence, it was a triumph. How could it be a triumph? 3,000 Americans are dead? Why, very simply, it allows us to go into the Middle East to establish our permanent presence there. And I think I'm glad you mentioned that massive embassy, because the American people have to understand this was all planned long ahead of time. You know,
oh, yes.
They knew exactly what they were going to do. 3 weeks after 9-1-1, 3.5 weeks, 9-1-1, we already had troops on the ground in Afghanistan. How many people think that you can launch an attack on a sovereign nation in 3.5 weeks without prior planning and everyone in place and all the supplies in place? Of course, they knew it was going to happen. We'll be right back with Patrick Wood.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Friends and neighbors, come one, come all. It's the American Freedom Network's annual 4th of July picnic. We're going to start the day Tuesday, July the 4th, about 7 a.m. with a special prayer breakfast at Johnson's Corners with Dr. Stan Monteith. Then we'll hit the park in Johnstown about 10:30 for barbecue, music, and fun, plus guest speakers Dr. Stan Monteith and Avi Lipkin, and all your favorite talk show hosts. We hope to see you there. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Patrick Wood, of the August Review. That's the August Review. And is that augustreview.com or augustreview.org?
.com, Dr. Stan.
Okay, .com. So, I mean, get Patrick's material. He's got some great articles there. In fact, you had a recent article by Carl Treib, wasn't it?
I'm sorry, Dr. Stan.
You've got some great articles that are posted up there on your website.
Well, yes, and thank you. We're not producing, as I say, daily articles, if you will. It takes quite a bit of time to research and dissect, a topic before it can really be presented in a documented fashion. And we're being very careful to document the footnote everything that we're creating. We really believe there's way too much opinion. There's way too much mudslinging, pro and con, on globalism. And we're trying to be authoritative and accurate in our portrayal of globalism.
And don't you think that actually the other side has conservative, outlets, where they're putting out material that is frankly inflammatory and false just to discredit people like you and me?
Well, it does, and it's one way that the elite can throw us all into one extreme or another, either the far right or the far left, And their contention for years has been that anybody that would dare criticize them are either nutcakes on the left or nutcakes on the right. And they've been very successful at sweeping the floor, if you will, of criticism left and right. We're trying to provide a middle-of-the-road, balanced, documented, and fair look at globalism. And this is the kind of material that people can take to their leaders, take to their congressmen, take to their local leaders or whatever, and say, look, tell me what this is all about, and let's do something about it.
And I think it's so important that you have access to reliable information, and Patrick's been at this a long time, and I recommend his material. But we've got to get this out to the public. And this is why I do talk radio. I mean, you can post everything you want to up there, but unless we got people reading it, why, it's not going to do any good. And so our job is to give you a voice and get people to go to your website and pull down your material and begin to understand that there are people who have a different worldview. There are people who believe it would be better if we could just unite the world, and then we could do away with wars, and we could do away with famine, and we could have, equality throughout the world. We could redistribute the wealth of those people who have so much and give it to those people who are so much indeed. But what they're really talking about, CFP here in the United States, is not redistributing the wealth of the Rockefellers or of Chevron or of Oil or of Exxon or of Citibank or of Chase Manhattan Bank or the big truck companies, and they're all owned by the Rockefellers. They're not talking about redistributing their wealth. They're just talking about redistributing the wealth of the middle class, and the middle class in America is gradually shrinking, and more people, of course, are finding it increasingly difficult to live on their salaries. The wife has to work, the husband has to work, and they're still in debt, and it's only going to get a lot worse in the months and years that lie ahead. So there is a plan to redistribute the wealth. They've written it out. You can read it in the Earth Charter, written, incidentally, in part by a man named Stephen Rockefeller. He wants to redistribute your wealth, but certainly not his. How are we going to get the people to believe it, Patrick? I mean, it's so obvious. They write it. It's there. They admit what they're doing. And then they laugh at us because, of course, nobody believes us.
People are going to have to, more and more Americans are going to start opening their eyes, I do believe, as their pocketbook gets infected or affected.
Or empty.
Or empty. They're going to start looking around, asking questions, how could this happen? How this deception is perpetuated by the globalist movement is really interesting, because otherwise good people are just like they're sleeping they're in a daze because they've been mesmerized by the press. They've been mesmerized by smooth words from the globalist spin machine, and they're basically just in a daze. They're not believing the information that they clearly see with their own eyes. And what's going to have to happen is that as they look at information as credible, they're going to have to open their eyes to believe what they see. It's not that they can't see it right now, but they don't believe it.
And the old adage, you're going to believe the president, or you're going to believe your lying eyes.
Yeah. So, you know, this is, and of course there's no way that you and I can force anybody to believe something that's true. They have to make that choice on their own.
I know, and it really is a matter of choice. I mean, there are many, my good friends, the man who brought me to know the Lord is a George Bush supporter, and I point out to him, George Bush says he's against amnesty. He just wants everybody who's here illegally to be able to stay and become a citizen. I mean, he really wants English to be the official language of our country. Everybody should learn English, and yet you go to his website, why you find his major speeches are all available in both English and Spanish. And there's so many inconsistencies out there. I mean, he tells us what needs to be done, reinforce the border, do away with catch and release, enforce our laws on immigration as far as employing illegal immigrants. He refuses to do any of these things. And you have to ask yourself, why? And, of course, he's carrying out the plan because they are not going to need a border. We don't want to get rid of the illegal immigrants. We want to convert America into a multicultural, multilingual society, because that way they can play one group against the other. But the average individual says, oh, George Bush wouldn't do that. I read a book that tells me what a wonderful Christian he is.
I have a feeling that President Bush will go down in history as being the president who least defended the Constitution of the United States.
Well, I think his wonderful line... Well, he said, I signed the McCain-Feingold bill. I knew it was unconstitutional, but I figured the Supreme Court would declare it unconstitutional. Knowing full well he had a liberal Supreme Court, why would he think they would find it unconstitutional, and why would he sign it if he knew it was unconstitutional?
Yes. Well, he did take an oath when he swore in to be president that he would defend the Constitution. Freddie hasn't done that.
God bless you, Patrick. Thanks so very much for being with us. Our guest, Patrick Wood, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Patrick Wood of AugustReview.com. That's AugustReview.com. I recommend his material. Patrick's been around a long time. Understand what the Trilateral Commission is about. If you'd like to hear what Barry Goldwater said about it, or read what Barry Goldwater said about it, in my May newsletter, which will be going out very soon, and I apologize to our subscribers. We've just unfortunately got behind, but I've already got the June newsletter done. The May newsletter will be out this week. But if you'd like a free copy of the May newsletter, we actually go into the background of the plan to destroy America. And we simply reproduce Governor Lamb's excellent speech on how I would destroy America. And then, of course, we go into the background of who's really behind it. And we just take what Barry Goldwater said in his book with no apologies. And this is a newsletter you need to get, whether you subscribe or not. You either will send you a free copy if you call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or it'll be posted up on our webpage in about a week, and you can pull it down from RadioLiberty.com. Let me also mention, if you go to RadioLiberty.com, you can pull down all of our newsletters. You can listen to our programs on the Internet, and directly or indirectly. And of course, you can hear us every morning here in Denver. You can hear our afternoon and evening programs at RadioLiberty.com on the Internet, archived MP3. We're just trying to get information out. And of course, we hope many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us do what we do. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't read our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, there are three of them. Altogether, they're only $9.95, all three pamphlets, but they're simply a compilation of my letters and the letters that Dr. Kelly wrote about the other dimension. There really is another dimension. We see it portrayed on the medium. We know that there are people out there who are witches, but they're not funny people. Many of these are diabolical people. And as a witch wrote to me, we just have our spells and our rituals because we want to contact the beings from another dimension. And you can't understand what's going on unless you understand the Great White Brotherhood, the Ancients of Wisdom, the Elder Brothers. You understand that there truly are demonic forces in the world that motivate and control men and are pushing us towards the New World Order and the New World Religion. And that's what everybody is missing, is the spiritual component behind this effort to destroy America. There is a conspiracy against God in America. There is a conspiracy against Christianity. When you understand that, you can understand why they want to get the crosses down, why they want to get the Christ out of Christmas and the Christ out of Easter, and mention of Jesus Christ out of our schools, or even mention of God out of our schools, because they hate all religions. They hate the Jewish religion, too. Believe me, these people have equal hate for all major religions, because anything that represents the religion of God, of course, is something they hate. And when you understand that, it makes so much more sense to see what's going on today. Otherwise, everything's organized confusion. So remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, our website, www.radioliberty.com. And incidentally, we have David Rockefeller's great book, Memoirs. We want you to get it. We want you to read it. We want you to show it to others. Especially page 405, which David Rockefeller admits is part of a cabal that is conspiring against America. And so tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank.